I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week summer section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, one musical show this weekend involves two celebrity impersonators who were brought together both by birth and by Carol Burnett. Tell us about this.
Yes, those are the Edwards twins, who are in their 20th season of Including Cape Cod in their national tour of impersonation shows that they call An Evening with the Stars. Eddie takes on the female roles, while Anthony plays the piano and impersonates the male celebrities. And those roles include Cher, Barbara Streisand, Elton John, Andre Bocelli, Bette Midler, and Billy Joel. Both twins have been able to impersonate other people since childhood, but were doing separate acts until Carol Burnett saw each of them separately and suggested they do the twin act. Upcoming local shows now include 7:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and August 3rd and 4th at the Doubletree by Hilton in Hyannis, then August 17th at Seacrest Beach Hotel in North Falmouth.
The area's longest-running film festival starts Saturday in Woods Hole, again bringing in dozens of films on a wide range of topics.
That festival is going to start Saturday and go through August 3rd, and during that time it's going to screen 120 short films and 54 feature films. Almost all of those are non-studio independent films, and the festival in its 28th year is known for having science as one of its themes because of its location among so many of the research organizations. There's also a big range of comedies, family-friendly films, and documentaries in all those films they're showing. And some of those are including Well Groomed, about competitive dog grooming, Clarence Clemons, Who Do You Think I Am?, about the saxophonist in Bruce Springsteen's band, a movie about former Boston radio station WBCN, and Bluebird, a documentary on the history of Nashville's Bluebird Cafe that's known for showcasing aspiring music acts.
Saturday marks the return of one of the Cape's water-related summer traditions that always sounds fun to watch.
This is the 15th year for the Cape Cod Viking 200 Cardboard Boat Challenge, and they ask local businesses, organizations, and individuals to build a boat entirely out of cardboard, duct tape, glue, caulking, and paint. Then they have to get at least two people on board and race around a close to 200-yard course on Bass River. The rewards are described as fabulous prizes, really cool trophies, and above all, bragging rights to the most coveted Viking Cup and Rubber Duck Trophy. The event benefits the Cape Cod Sail and Power Squadron, a recreational boating club, and viewing begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Sundancer's Restaurant in West Dennis.
Provincetown is always busy, and the weekend starts both Whale Week and Family Week.
The Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown hopes to raise awareness of oceans and marine mammals and offer fun at the same time with this 9th annual Whale Week. Events do start on Sunday, including the Run the Trails for the Whales 5K that starts at 8 a.m. through the Cape Cod National Seashore. And there's an opening reception from 1 to 4 p.m. at the center for a Celebration of the Sea photo contest. Activities continue through next week, which is also Family Week in Provincetown. And one highlight of that to look for is the improv show, The Greatest Pirate Story Never Told. The musical was created by a Brewster resident and has played off-Broadway and on tour. And in it, audience members get to choose pirates' names, who they fight, what their ship is made of, and other details to make the story different every time. The shows are going to be next week at the Crown and Anchor, with 6 p.m. shows geared toward families, but the later evening shows, they warn, will be rated R.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.